blood sorcery. Now there arose a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, Behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply. And it come to pass that when they are fallen out in a war, they also join to our enemies and fight against us. And so we get them up out of the land. Therefore, they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Pithom and Ramesses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were grieved because of the children of Israel. And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor. And they made their lives bitter with hard bondage in mortar and in brick and in all manner of service in the field. All their service wherein they made them serve was with rigor. And the king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, of which the name of one was Shiphrah and the name of the other Puah. And he said, Now when you do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then you shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwives feared God and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives, and he said to them, Why have you done this thing and have saved the men children alive? And the midwife said to Pharaoh, Because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are lively and are delivered ere the midwives come into them. Therefore God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mighty. And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, Every son that is born you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive. Exodus 1:8 through 22. And Moses answered and said, But behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say, The Lord has not appeared to you. And the Lord said to him, What is it in thine hand? And he said, A rod. And he said, Cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said to Moses, Put forth your hand and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand, that they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob have appeared to you. And the Lord said furthermore unto him, Put now your hand into your bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. And he said, Put your hand into your bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again and plucked it out of his bosom. Behold, it was turned as his other flesh. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe you, nor hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken unto thy voice, you shall take of the water of the river and pour it upon the dry land, and the water which you shall take out of the river shall become blood upon the dry land. And Moses said to the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither to your two for, nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And the Lord said to him, Who has made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb or deaf or the seeing or the blind? Have not I, the Lord? Exodus 4, 1 through 17, continuing. Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall say. And he said, O my Lord, send, I pray you, by the hand of whom you will send. The anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, Is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he comes forth to meet you, and when he sees you, he shall be glad of heart, and you shall speak to him and put words in his mouth. I will be your mouth, and with his mouth, and will teach you what you shall do. And he shall be your spokesman, and to the people he shall be, and even he shall be to you instead of a mouth, and you shall be to him instead of God. And you shall take this rod in your hand, wherewith you shall do signs. And Moses went and returned to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said to him, Let me go, I pray you, and return to my brothers, which are in Egypt, and see whether they yet be alive. And Jethro said to Moses, go in peace. And the Lord said to Moses and Midian, go return to Egypt, for all the men are dead which sought your life. And Moses took his wife and his sons and set them upon an ass. And he returned to the land of Egypt, and Moses took the rod of God in his hand. And the Lord said to Moses, when you go to return to Egypt, see that you do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in your hand. But I will harden his heart that he shall not let the people go. And you shall say to Pharaoh, thus says the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say to you, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if you refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay your son, even your firstborn. And it came to pass by the way in the inn that the Lord met him and sought to kill him. Then Zipporah took a sharp knife and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at his feet and said, surely a bloody husband are you to me. So he let him go, and she said, a bloody husband thou art because of the circumcision. And the Lord said to Aaron, go into the wilderness to meet Moses. And he went and met him at the Mount of God and kissed him. And Moses told Aaron all the words of the Lord who had sent him, and all the signs which he had commanded him. And Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the children of Israel. And Aaron spoke all the words which the Lord had spoken to Moses, and did the signs in the sight of the people. And the people believed, and when they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel, and that he had took upon their affliction, they bowed their heads and worshipped. Exodus 4:18-31. Next section. And the Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hardened. He refuses to let the people go. So go you to Pharaoh in the morning when he goes out in the water, and you shall stand by the river's brink against as he comes. And the rod which is turned to a serpent you will take in your hand. You shall say to him, the Lord God of the Hebrews has sent me to you, saying, let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness. And behold, hitherto you would not hear. Thus says the Lord, in this thou shalt know that I am the Lord. Behold, I will smite with the rod that is in my hand upon the waters which are in the river, and they shall be turned to blood. And the fish that is in the river shall die, and the river shall stink. And the Egyptians shall loathe to drink of the water of the river. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying to Aaron, take your rod, stretch out your hand upon the waters of Egypt, upon their streams, upon their rivers, and upon their ponds, upon all their pools of water, that they may become blood, and that there may be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, both in vessels of wood and in vessels of stone. And Moses and Aaron did so as the Lord commanded, and he lifted up the rod and smote the waters that were in the river in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants, and all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. And the fish that was in the river died, and the river stank, and the Egyptians could not drink of the water of the river. And there was blood throughout all the land of Egypt. And the magicians of Egypt did so with their enchantments, and Pharaoh's heart was hardened. Neither did he hearken unto them as the Lord said. And Pharaoh turned and went into his house, neither did he set his heart to this also. And all the Egyptians digged around about the river for water to drink, for they could not drink of the water of the river. And 7 days were fulfilled after that the Lord had smitten the rivers. Exodus 7:14-25. Let us look now. This is regarding blood for blood, God's perfect judgments, and the sorcery. Leviticus 19:31. Regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards. To be defiled by them, I am the Lord your God. Leviticus 20:1-6. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, again you will say to the children of Israel, whosoever be of the children of Israel or of the strangers that sojourn in Israel, that give any of his seed to Moloch, he will surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones, and I will set my face against that man and will cut him off from among his people, because he has given of his seed to Molech to defile my sanctuary, and to profane my holy name. And if the people of the land do any ways hide their eyes from that man when he gives of his seed to Moloch and kill him not, then I will set my face against that man and against his family and will cut him off and all that go whoring after him to commit whoredom with Moloch from among their people. And the soul that turneth after such as hath the mere spirits and after wizards to go whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul and will cut him off from among his people. That was Leviticus 21 through 6. Let's look at Leviticus 20, 27. And a man also or a woman that has a familiar spirit or that is a wizard shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones, their blood shall be upon them. Deuteronomy 18, 9-12. When you are coming to the land which God, the Lord your God, has given you, shall not learn to do after the abomination of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone that makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire, or uses divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination to the Lord. Because of these abominations, the Lord your God has driven them out before you. These are the laws given to Moses after the Lord delivered the children of Hebrews, Israel, sons and daughters, out of the hand of Pharaoh, who practiced sorcery, had sorcerers in his courts, and divination, and executed the innocent to retain his power by killing them, the young children of the Israelites. An incident happened in the wilderness as the children of Israel were on their journey from Egypt back to Canaan. Numbers 22:4-18. And Moab said to the elders of Midian, "Now shall this company take up all that are round about us, as the ox licketh up the grass of the field?" And Balak the son of Zippor was the king of the Moabites at this time. He sent messengers therefore to Balaam the son of Beor to Pethor, which is by the river of the land of the children of his people, to call him, saying, "Behold, there's the people who come out from Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the earth, and they abide over against me. Come now, therefore, I pray you, curse me this people, for they are too mighty for me. Peradventure I shall prevail, that we may smite them, and that I may drive them out of the land. For I would that he whom thou blessed is blessed, and he whom thou cursed is cursed." And the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed from the rewards of divination in their hand. They came to Balaam and spoke to him the words of Balak. And he said to him, "Lodge here this night, and I will bring you word again, as the Lord shall speak unto me." And the princes of Moab abode with Balaam. And God came to Balaam and said, "What men are these with you?" And Balaam said to God, "Balak the son of Zipporah, king of Moab, has sent them to me, saying, 'Behold, there is a people come out of Egypt which cover the face of the earth. Come now, curse me then. Peradventure I shall be able to overcome them and drive them out.'" And God said to Balaam, "You shall not go with them. You shall not curse the people, for they are blessed." And Balak rose up in the morning, said to the princes of Balak, "Get into your land, for the Lord refused to give me leave to go with you." And the princes of Moab rose up, and they went unto Balak and said, "Balaam refuses to come with us." Balak sent yet again the princes more and more honorable than they. They came to Balaam and said to him, "This is Balak, the son of Zipporah. Let nothing, I pray you, hinder you from coming to me, for I will promote you into very great honor, and I will do whatsoever you say to me. Come therefore, I pray, curse me this people." And Balaam answered and said to the servants of Balak, "If Balak will give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord my God to do less or more." Balaam, the sorcerer. Numbers 25:1-5. And Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. And they called to the people to sacrifice to their God, and the people did eat and bow down to their gods. And Israel joined himself unto Baal Peor, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. And the Lord said to Moses, take all the heads of the people and hang them up before the Lord against the sun, that the fierce anger of the Lord may be turned away from Israel. And Moses said to the judges of Israel, slay you every one his men that were joined unto Baal Peor. And this was how Balaam could curse Israel, because they were joined in sexual immorality and they ate food sacrificed to God and worshiped them. Saul, 1 Samuel 28:7-14. Then Saul said to his servants, seek me a woman that has a familiar spirit, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servant said to him, behold, there is a woman that has a familiar spirit at Endor. And Saul disguised himself and put on other raiment, and he went out and two men with him. And they came to the woman by night, and he said, I pray you, divine unto me by the familiar spirit, and bring me him up whom I shall name to you. And the woman said to him, behold, you know what Saul has done, how he has cut off those that have familiar spirits, and the wizards out of the land. Wherefore thou layest you a snare for my life to cause me to die. And Saul said to her, by the Lord, saying, as the Lord liveth, there shall be no punishment happen to you for this thing. Then said the woman, whom shall I bring up to you? And he said, bring me up Samuel. And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried out with a loud voice. And the woman spoke to Saul, saying, why have you deceived me? For you are Saul. And the king said to her, be not afraid, for what seest you? And the woman said to Saul, I saw gods ascending out of the earth. And he said unto her, what form is he of? And she said, an old man cometh up, and he's covered with a mantle. And Saul perceived that it was Samuel, and he stooped with his face to the ground and bowed himself. Let's look in the New Testament at Elimaeus, Acts 13:8. But Elimaeus, the sorcerer, for his name is so by interpretation, withstood them to turn away the deputy from the faith. Then Saul, and this is Acts 13:8-12. Then Saul, who is also called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, O full of subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. And Simeon, in Acts 5:8-13, and Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spoke, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of the many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. But there was a certain man called Simeon, which before time in the same city used sorcery, and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. And to him they had regard because of that of a long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simeon himself believed also. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. 1 Samuel 15:23, for rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king. And 2 Chronicles 33:6, and he caused his children to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom. Also he observed times and used enchantments and used witchcraft and dealt with familiar spirits and with wizards, and he wrought much evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. In Galatians, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, are all works of the flesh. And the antidote is repentance, to turn from your evil ways, to forsake them, to ask forgiveness from Jesus Christ, because he shed his blood for you, that you might have eternal life, and to turn your heart to righteousness by the power of God through the Holy Spirit.